Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Te rerangi o Access Radio nō Pōneke. You are listening to Tiffany Wayne and I'm joined today in the studio with Fiona. Morena, Fiona.
Atamarie, Tiffany.
So we're in a new year.
Yeah.
Did you have a good New Year's?
Yeah, it was really quiet, actually. Didn't do much, but that's par for the course. Don't generally do much for New Year. Just think about the old year, what I want to do in the new year, you know.
Good. That's like reflection, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why New Year's and Halloween are my favourite. Mm-hmm. Halloween, thinking about past loved ones that have passed on. Obviously, Day of the Dead, so I don't use it as the Coca-Cola marketing. Oh, are we allowed to say Coke? Sorry about that. Also, same as Christmas. I'm not sure that's actually Jesus' birthday, but I think it's a good time for family to spend time together.
Yep, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And what about your New Year? How was that?
I was the same. I think Dad went drinking with his friends. All my siblings were out together, the Wellington lot. I'm not sure about the East Coast lot, but they were probably all together too. I was with the cat, the dog, and the new kitten.
Oh.
Yeah, just eating and watching YouTube, watching my...
Well, that sounds like a fun thing to do.
Yeah,
like, and I'm serious, right?
Yeah. Well, the podcast is like, I watched Hassan Parker and he was doing Christmas like alone online too. So I sort of wasn't alone. I was with heaps of strangers online.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Learning about politics.
Yeah.
Scrutinising our politicians.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got a big show today. I'm going to talk about our internet safety, how much of us might be compromised and who are most vulnerable during this. But first, I think we should move into music. So our first song I've got coming for us is a new favourite of mine. He's a Kiwi, Will Swinton, and this is Find A Way.
Thank you.
Access Radio Nōpōneke. You are listening to Tiffany Wayne and Fiona, and we are sponsored by the Rural Foundation. Now, as you can tell, I'm playing alternative rock slash, well, just alternative music in general that I love. And because I usually play dancing music, I thought, let's change it up because it's the holidays, it's summer, so make it all cruisy,
easing,
right?
Easing into it, yeah?
Yeah, you know
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, so we're going to be talking about scammers. Now, scamming doesn't just happen to everyone, it mostly happens to our elders and our youth. Now, with the elders, I think they pull on the heartstrings, really. They pretend to be younger family members that are in trouble with money, and it actually is costing them a lot, leaving them with nothing. They're never really doing it to the rich, they're doing it to the everyday Kiwi. Let me just get my screenshots that I got last night because I changed our story up last night. So people are calling the adults... people are calling this financial elder abuse. Often involves sophisticated scams like grandparent scam, fake emergency needing money, as I said, tech support or government impersonation. They use urgency, emotion, AI voice mimicry now. That's where we've gotten. And I think we're moving into face mimicry too. They pretty much are targeting seniors through their savings. And as we know, a lot of our personal information have been leaked over the last 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that later because it's actually at a huge scale. There's ways you can actually see if you've been compromised. The common phone scamming to the grandparents is usually they pretend to be a grandchild or a relative in trouble. They're in an accident or being arrested, need immediate cash, and often with an attorney or police officer on the line. This is what they're telling people. There's also tech support scammers. They claim your computer is hacked and has issues, offering to fix it for a fee or gain access to your account. So that's how they're getting into the account in general. Government impersonation pretends to be from the IRS, Social Security or other agency demanding immediate payment for fake debts or fines. So these are how they're doing it. Oh, the worst one, because they're attacking the poor, really, people who are desperate for money, is lottery prizes. I think a lot of people get those messages everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've actually gotten one of those.
Have you?
Yeah, on
wow.
Facebook. Like, you've been selected. Yeah, it was. Well, that's before those I talked about in the past, my Meta taking me off the account. Mm-hmm. So I must have been compromised during the whole information leak.
All those green card things as well. I don't know if you've seen those as well. It's kind of like, oh, you've been selected for a green card. And it's kind of like, I don't think so. But it was at a time when I was doing a bit of travelling, you know.
Oh, so yeah. For a certain country. I was thinking, you won't need one here. You're a Kiwi.
No. To like go to the work in the US or whatever kind of thing, yeah.
So they knew you were travelling probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's creepy what they're doing. So red flags you can look out for is... urgency and secrecy, if they want those two things, watch out for that. Unusual payment methods, emotional manipulation in general, and yeah, just verify them. You've got to call them, call someone around them, you know. They can mimic your loved one's voices now in accent, so that's just crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really creepy, eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk more about that. So this is actually really bad, especially for elders that don't have much. If you lose all your savings, you know, they might end up taking their own lives, something bad. So
yeah.
I think we need to talk about communication and being less ashamed of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that after a few more songs. We're going to go back into my alternative playlist and we'll be back talking about our teens and safety.
And what have we got up next? Is it Pluto Dance Stamina?
Yes, Pluto Dance Stamina got me dancing a lot.
Thank you.
106.1 FM. You're listening to Tiffany Wayne and Fiona on Access Radio, and we are sponsored by the Royal Foundation. Now, that was Pluto Dance Stamina, which I danced to, I think it was 20 years ago. Oh, it was a long time. And then also the years turn into.
But you were telling me that Pluto was from Aotearoa, yeah?
Aye. Yeah. They're a New Zealand band.
Yeah.
And the music video was cool. I think it was, they looked all like, they looked like rockers, almost, I think they would say emo now.
Oh.
Yeah, and there was a zombie girl on it that danced to the end of the song. So, you know, she danced till she was dead, really.
Do you reckon that that it's available on YouTube, the video?
Yeah, it's there. And they actually have a good version of it now, because I still used to listen to everything on YouTube. Obviously, I don't listen to Spotify because of what they're doing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's... There's a good version of it. It used to be quite quiet with really grainy video. There was a lot of Kiwi songs like that, but they've all been kind of refreshed and re-released by fans, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. We should put the video up on the Facebook page. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do it. Find the good version, though. So people don't have to squint to make out the characters.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about baiting, catfishing and scamming. And we talked about our elder abuse with that, but another thing that concerns me is our youth, and especially since they're actually being sextorted. Now, what this entails is that the person actually pretends to be a likely lover, I guess, because, you know, youth are a bit more hornier than us, right? Yeah, and what problems we have there. So sextortion involves scammers reaching out and forming relationships with people. So it doesn't just they don't just attack our youth. They're attacking everyone. But, of course, a majority is going to be the youth because they're less knowledge on human communication, and they're a bit more eager than us to get it going. So they're forming relationships with these people on social media platforms like Snapchat, Discord, Wiz, and later moving the conversation into platforms that display friends and family and profile details like our platforms we all use, really.
Well, yeah, and I guess, like, just thinking about fandoms, for example, in Discord, I guess you could get people who are, like, really, really into fandoms, and then somebody else will... An AI will basically, somebody will program the AI to pick up the, you know, all of the details about the fandom and just feed it back to the person, and they feel like they're talking to a real person. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not even an AI, but they'll be using the AI or the computer systems to see what your interests are, to see what you like, or not you, probably your kid. So scammers use specific profiles so they appear to be around the same age as the victim and the opposite sex if they're straight. They often begin by reaching out for a friend request and move the conversation into a platform such as Instagram, where they can view the victim's contacts. They then send them to take part in a video. They encourage them to, and sharing their own intimate pictures and screenshots and videos that are recorded, and that's literally when the sextortion begins. So what sextortion means, people, is that they threaten to release this information unless the teen gets the money to them or does what they say, because sometimes you've just got some creeps out there wanting creepy things. I think that we have a history in New Zealand of not talking about sexual health and, well, you know, just all the little things, masturbation, things that are natural. We shy away from it, and now kids can't communicate to you about it. I think it's time to start communicating and putting less shame in such areas.
Yeah.
Especially since I think if you do a little research out there, people, there's been a lot of young people taking their own lives instead of actually communicating. And I found that really sad and problematic.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's got a bit heavy, deep and sad, but I think we got to think about it. We got to check our youth out, check out who they're talking to, keep the relationship open so that they can talk about their relationships they're having.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So according to New Zealand Police and NetSafe, most sextortion scammers have certain giveaway signs that are subtle but not too difficult to spot. Some I can't read my own screenshotting. Some telltale signs of sextortion scam include but are not restricted to meeting the victim on an app, quickly encouraging them to move into conversation onto another app. That was the same with our elders. So they want you to move from one app to another. Inconsistencies with the profile language, such as English being a second language, which they may not match their profile picture or story. Immediate introduction of sexual conversation, so moving them straight into there. And the victim will be encouraged to engage in sexual activities by either a real person who is part of the larger blackmailing operation. So there is cases where they're using young girls, well, they're probably being sextorted into it to gain access to the young men. Yeah, and scammers being hesitant to reveal their true identities, another telltale sign. But I think we all know that would be shocking and you'd kind of get red flags straight away, but who knows with the younger people. What we're going to talk about too now is how to keep it safe. The next step is to contact the correct authorities by reporting to local police. I think that's 105 police non-emergencies. Netsafe.org.nz webcam blackmail scams. Oh, that's a long one. I think if you Google, you'll be able to find the information instead of listening to me tongue twisted out.
Well, no, I think the Netscape, the Netsafe site has a lot of advice on it.
Yeah, it does. Mm. So the other thing is communication. Talk to your youth, or even talk to your elders, like, because I think there's a lot of shame around elders not feeling in control or feeling silly. You know, keeping them a bit more aware. Video call people. So that did get a bit heavy, but I think we'll play a bit more music and then I'll tell a few funny stories because I've actually encountered this and so has my mother and so has one of my friends who's an actress.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
So next we have coming up Space Hog, who I loved back in the day, followed by Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
Rangi o Access Radio no Poneke. You're listening to Tiffany Wayne and Fiona, and we are on 106.1 FM. We are sponsored by the Rural Foundation. I had to put that in at the end. It wasn't very smooth, but we'll work on that. I'm also on another year of doing this, so I should be better by now, right?
You are. No, you're always good. You're always good.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about, I was speaking with my friend who's an actress, a well-known actress on quite a few things, who has been scammed. Yeah, I wanted to put her name in, but she didn't want to, and we both laughed, and I know why, because she's embarrassed. But someone called her pretending to be her son, messaged her. Well, this is back before they had the voice apps. So he messaged her that, "Mum, I'm in trouble. I owe a big lot on my credit card." She sent $3,000.
Yeah. Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Well,
you know, you'd be so worried. You wouldn't have any expectation that it wasn't your son, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also she said, "Oh, my son's done this before."
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
She's done it before, so.
Okay.
You know, watch out for patterns. They must have known.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's the other thing, right?
Yeah.
And, well, they were just really lucky. You know? Yeah.
Aye, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that it wasn't him. That it was him the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So $3,000 is a lot of money. That's why she didn't want her name let out.
Mm.
Now the bank called her as soon as she sent the money.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the funniest thing, the lady goes, "Oh, I just was trying to call you to talk about the money you've just sent to an account." And my friend said, she was like this, "Excuse me, who are you to watch me where I put my money?" She said she got all uppity. This made me laugh. And then the lady goes, "Oh, no, we've just seen that you've sent the money to a Sky wallet." Now, a Sky wallet is what scammers use.
Oh.
It's an overseas account that our banks cannot track. We do not get money back from it. Once your money goes to a Sky wallet, it is gone.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is how urgent this is.
That's
people need to know. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder, like, was it a regular bank account that she put the money into, like a bank number or...
Yeah.
Well,
it's just a bank number,
wow.
But it's an overseas bank number, and it's called Sky Wallets. They're
wow.
Literally, we can't trace them. So that money was gone, $3,000. She's not a rich, rich actress, but that was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We laughed and laughed about it afterwards, and I said, "I'm putting you in the show. And I said, I'm going to put your name in it. She goes, no, no. She begged me not to put her name on it. And then we laughed for quite a long time. So it's good she can laugh about it now. But not everyone will laugh about it. As I said, it can cause serious depression.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I guess that's the thing is that, you know, you would, you know, it might, she might not be able to get in touch with her son.
Yeah.
Like to you know, to check on it, or she's messaging
back with
him. That
was part of the conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He had broken his phone. It had dropped in a toilet, I think she said, and he couldn't receive video calls or phone calls in general.
Isn't that, well, I hate to say it, but isn't that clever of the scammer to kind of do something that is realistic that could definitely happen, right?
Yeah.
You can imagine, like, somebody who's living away from home and that kind of thing, and, you know, something might have happened and...
This is exactly it. And I think she said, oh, her son's phone was on the fritz anyway, so it all kind of made sense. It didn't ring any alarm bells until the bank called and it was gone forever.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's my first tragic story that I know of. And then we'll move on to another one after a few more songs, I think, shall we?
Okay, yeah. Oh, we were going to mention about the Nigel letter.
Oh, yes, bring it up. I wanted you to.
Yeah, so... when we were talking about it before, about people being scammed, it reminded me of this great TVNZ four-part series by Nigel Latter called You've Been Scammed, I think.
Yeah.
And apparently it's on YouTube as well, but otherwise you can watch it on TVNZ on demand. But, just all kinds of stuff, like doing a reverse image, like this person had fallen in love with somebody else who'd been contacting them through one of the dating apps, and Nigel showed them how to do a reverse image lookup on Google.
You can do Google image search too. You just screenshot and then Google image search people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it turned out that it was, I think it was either a stock image or the person basically... It wasn't that person at all, had a different name, didn't know anything about it, basically, yeah. So, and that's the thing, there's so many stock images out there now too, is that you think you're talking to this person, so...
You were talking about the car one too.
Oh yeah, there was this other one, the car one as well, which you'll see in the series if you watch it, which was that, and this is again from memory, and I did watch it like a year ago, is that they set it up and said, hey, do you want to come to, they called people and said, you know, you've been selected to come and talk on air about something come to the TVNZ car park,
the promise of being semi-famous. Yeah. I would have jumped at it.
Basically, the person. So they what Nigel did was he stationed somebody right at the at where the car park started, and when the person pulled up and said that they were there for an interview, the person that they were talking to said, oh, look, something about the car park, I can park your car for you. And he said, oh, that sounds really good, thank you. And, you know, just go over there and that kind of thing. There. So, and the person got out and, yeah, I mean, it was
just joke off of it.
It just kind of shows how something like that could actually happen.
Did he leave them hanging for a while?
I can't remember.
I hope he did. It would have been like... You've been punked, right?
Well, yeah, so you have to go and watch the series. But it talked about all kinds of ways that people to get scammed, and they did get real people to, you know, to take part in it and then kind of show them how it had happened,
So we all can be gullible.
Well, yeah, and that was a couple of years ago as well that it was made, and so, like, things have become even more sophisticated now with AI, like, as you were saying.
Well, you know, I'm not even an Apple fan, so it would have been fine in Eden and I would have been fine with the witch, you know. So we're going to move on now to, I'm going right back, although Pat Benatar is pretty far back, but I'm going to high school with the Wallflowers and Natalie Merchant.
Lost my own. takes a virtual stage, it seemed to me. Makeup on their faces, actors took their places next to me. Life walked these streets in a carnival of sights to see. All the cheap thrill seekers, vendors and the dealers, they crowded around me. Have I been blind? Have I been lost inside myself in my own mind? Hypnotized, mesmerized by what my eyes have seen. I've walked these streets in a spectacle of wealth and poverty. In the diamond market, the scarlet welcome carpet that they just rolled out for me. And I've walked these streets in the madhouse, as silent they can be. Where a wild-eyed misfit prophet, a traffic island stopped, and he raved of saving me. Have I been blind? Have I been lost inside?
Oh, I had to cut off that song I love. Well, Fiona did it for me, but we just realised that we were talking too much and didn't notice the time, didn't we, Fiona?
Yeah, that's right.
So I wanted to quickly touch up fast on the fact that while exact numbers may vary by the millions, actually, over 4.3 million New Zealand account details have been exposed online on the dark web over the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Fiona, did you know that?
I knew it was a few. I guess that's from a huge amount of platforms as well, like the big Adobe scam, for example, that, or the hack that kind of stole a whole lot of Adobe.
4.3, it's got to be most huge of us, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess it's, those will be accounts, several accounts for different people, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah, just keep your passwords safe. Yeah. Use the password apps that you get and the authenticators apps, yeah.
Well, there's also our compromised records, 150 million records.
Mm.
That's way, that's a lot. That's hospital bills. That's I think one of the big ones that was recent is our, Managerial Health. That was yesterday, right?
This week, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And the day before that, there was another one. I think it was, look at me looking for my pages while we're running out of time. Anyway, recently we've had a lot.
Yeah.
If you research online, you'll see that a lot of data gets leaked out on the dark web all the time.
There are sites online where you can type in your email address and it will tell you whether you've been, your details have been shared online. So,
yeah,
I do encourage you to look at those, yeah.
Go to Googling, people, and you pretty much put in your numbers and your email address just to that site and it will let you know.
Yeah, not your bank account details.
No, no, no,
no.
You don't want those certain details that they want.
Yeah.
And the other thing is communication. Communication with your elders, communication with your loved ones, your children.
Definitely.
You've got to start doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to people about what you're up to and about who you're talking to online.
Aye.
Yeah.
And make less shame around those topics so that people will talk. Because I think the unhealthy part is they're not talking and they're becoming very unwell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and getting caught in things that they had no idea that they were getting caught into, yeah.
No.
Yeah, we've got 17 seconds left
17
today.
Seconds. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. What did you want to say, Fiona?
I was going to say that you're on next week, I think, with Kura.
I'll be back.
Yeah. Looking forward to listening to the music you play next week.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you for that.
Kia ora.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.